The EPA has released the first data from a two-year industry-funded study of air emissions from 24 large animal feeding operations. The AFOs house dairy cows, pigs, and chickens. The report monitors the amount of ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, small particles, and other compounds that goes into the air out of barns and waste lagoons. Purdue University Ag Engineering Professor Albert Heber directed the study.
This was the largest agricultural air quality study ever conducted, and now we have a tremendous database to not only know what the baseline emissions are, but to understand the dynamics of where and when the emissions occur.
Two of the sites looked at in the report are a barn and waste lagoon in St. Croix County. Professor Heber says it's worth noting what happened when the farm owners switched from flushing the cow waste out of the barn to scraping it out.
By converting that flush system to a scrape system, they reduce the amount of hydrogen sulfide coming out of that barn. And hydrogen sulfide is very closely related to odor, too.
The EPA declined to do an interview about the study, but says it's in the early stages of analyzing the data to develop improved ways of projecting what other big farms are emitting. The agency says it's also looking at how animals are housed, what's in their feed, and how the waste is managed. The number of big farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere continues to grow, and some nearby landowners have objected to odors, noise, air, and water pollution. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.